Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey, it's time for another Bible story. My name is John Drabert, and you are listening to the Bible Story Podcast. It is our hope and aim to help you grow in a relationship with Jesus. Each week, we release a Bible story along with a discussion episode. For the past 3 weeks, you have been hearing stories from the book of Daniel. Today, we are in the fourth of six stories from that book. Now, if you like what you are hearing, be sure to hit subscribe and share it with your friends and family. I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook or Twitter, and you can reach me through the website at BibleStoryPodcast.com. Well, I direct a summer camp, and instead of overnight camps like we normally do, we have been doing week-long day camps. The camp is called Covenant Bay Bible Camp, and we have had some beautiful weather this week, and most of the summer it's actually been quite rainy, so it's been great for our staff and our campers to have a ton of fun together in some of the sunny days that we've had throughout this week. Here's what I want you to learn today. Tell everyone that God is great. Now, if you're like me, this is probably not your first thought. But for King Nebuchadnezzar, he wanted everyone to know how great God is and what he had done for him personally. This wasn't always the way King Nebuchadnezzar behaved or thought. In fact, he was at times so full of himself, so proud, that he actually wanted people to worship him instead of God. Well, today's story is found in Daniel chapter 4. If you're curious about where to find Daniel, you can go to the front of your Bible and look it up in the table of contents. Once you find the book of Daniel, you'll notice big numbers and small numbers. The big numbers, they are the chapters, and the small numbers are verses. Okay. There are two characters within the story, King Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel, who was given the name Belteshazzar when he first arrived in Babylon. What is interesting about this story is that it is told for the most part by King Nebuchadnezzar himself, as he looks back on everything that brought about this story. In fact, he is writing a letter or sending a message out to everyone in his kingdom about what had happened and how great God is. Well, he begins by telling that God is great and then shares with them a dream that he had. Now, no one could tell him what his dream meant, and so he called Belteshazzar, or Daniel, and told him the dream. Now, this dream was weird and actually really scared the king. Now, I won't tell you all of the dream. You can read it for yourself, but here are some of the highlights. There was a huge tree growing in the middle of the earth. Then a messenger shouted, "Cut down the tree and chase all the birds and wild animals away who find shelter in that tree. Leave the stump and the roots in the ground." Then the messenger changed from talking about a stump to talking about a person, and he says, "He will live in the wild and have the mind of an animal. This message is from God." Now, this is my description of the dream. I encourage you to read it for yourself, as there's a lot of detail I left out. But the king told Daniel the entire dream in all of its detail. And Daniel was overwhelmed with fright. He was so scared. He knew what the dream meant, and it wasn't good for the king. The king reassured Daniel, and Daniel, he composed himself, and he found his courage, and he told the king what the dream meant. He says this to the king, "I wish the events foreshadowed in this dream would happen to your enemies, my lord, and not to you. The tree you saw was growing very tall and strong, reaching high into the heavens for all the world to see. It had fresh green leaves and was loaded with fruit for all to eat. Wild animals lived in its shade and birds nested in its branches. That tree, your majesty, is you. For you have grown strong and great. Your greatness reaches up to heaven, and your rule to the ends of the earth. Then you saw a messenger, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, 'Cut down the tree and destroy it. but leave the stump and the roots in the ground. Bound with a band of iron and bronze and surrounded by tender grass. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven. Let him live with the wild animals of the field for 7 periods of time. This is what the dream means, Your Majesty, and what the Most High has declared will happen to my lord, the king. You will be driven from human society, and you will live in the fields with the wild animals. You will eat grass like a cow, and you will be drenched with the dew of heaven. 7 periods of time will pass while you live this way, until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses. But the stump and the roots of the tree were left in the ground. This means that you will receive your kingdom back again when you have learned that heaven rules. King Nebuchadnezzar, please accept my advice. Stop sinning and do what is right. Break from your wicked past and be merciful to the poor. Perhaps then you will continue to prosper. Well, a year later, King Nebuchadnezzar was on the balcony of his palace home. He marveled and spoke about how great he was and how majestic the city of Babylon reflected his own greatness. He was full of himself, proud and arrogant. Well, a voice from heaven interrupted the king and told him that he would be driven away from human society and would eat grass like a cow. He also said that he would not return until he recognized that God is above all kingdoms and rulers and can give them to anyone. 7 periods of time have passed, which experts note that it's probably like just shy of 7 years or so. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar finally learned what he was meant to learn, that God is above all. And so King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom was restored to him. And the king ends his message to his entire kingdom of Babylon with this. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshipped the Most High, and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. No one can stop him or say to him, "What do you mean by doing these things?" When my sanity returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My advisors and nobles and sought me out, and I was restored as head of my kingdom with even greater honor than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of heaven. All his acts are just and true, and he is able to humble the proud. Well, King Nebuchadnezzar went from a king who did not seek God and was not humble to a king who was very humble and who did seek God. Well, learn from King Nebuchadnezzar. Tell everyone that God is great. You may not have as big of an audience as Nebuchadnezzar had, but tell as many people as you can. Learn from this story. Don't be proud. God will humble you. Instead, humble yourself. Tell everyone how great God is. Now, my wife had severe back pain for a number of years, and after prayer, she experienced some significant healing. It was actually pretty incredible. People would come up to her and ask how she was doing, and she would proudly tell them that God healed her and that God did a miracle. Now, she felt a little awkward telling some of these people who did not believe in God, and they would sometimes dismiss the healing, but she would insist that it was God who healed her. We all have a reason to tell others why God is so great. What's your reason? Tell everyone that God is great. Hey, it's time for the growth tip, a way for you to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Now, I have shared this tip before, but it's worth sharing again. On my phone, I have the YouVersion Bible app. It's an awesome app that you can find on Google and app stores. It gives you the entire Bible plus a ton of other features. I'll put a link into the show notes so you can find it. It's worth downloading and worth using. So a couple of features that I really like about this app is one is the prayer feature. Now that thing I think was probably added just a little bit ago, but I've really been enjoying seeing other people's prayers and using that to prompt me in how I can be praying. And then the other thing I'm enjoying is I'm enjoying watching and connecting with some friends on the app and seeing how what they're reading and how they're growing and some of the things that they're highlighting and some of the notes that they're making. It's a really fun app to use as your Bible, to read the Bible, and it really helps me grow in my relationship with God. So it's called the YouVersion Bible app. It's very popular, and you'll be able to find it if you do a quick search in the App Store. Hey, I appreciate you listening. If you have liked what you have heard, hit subscribe and be sure to share this with your friends and family. I am sure they will enjoy it as much as you do. Also, be sure to listen to the discussion episode for this story. I hope you have a great day. I'll chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.